that our Christmas Eve service will be live on Facebook and YouTube this year as well. And more details about that will be coming soon as well. Do not forget, though, that we still will be here Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings for Bible study. So we would love to have you tune in and join us for those services. I do not think there are any other announcements. And so because of the circumstances behind that have us here this morning, sorry, I'm going to go straight into our prayer request today. This morning, be sure you keep the Hubbard family in your prayers this morning as wait on test results and have people in the household recovering. So be sure you keep them in your prayers. Also, Sanders' brother, continue to keep him in your prayers. And Whitey's brother is going through cancer treatments. Keep him in your prayers. And I wanted to mention that you guys don't know her, but my sister, her name's Sarah, she had COVID-19 2 weeks ago, and it led to colitis. So she is going through some things right now, and just keep her in your prayers. And I know that there are other prayer requests in the church, and if I sat down and to mention every single one of them, we could be here all day, because we all need God to bless us in certain ways. But as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, just invite you to pray with me as we just turn our hearts to God this morning. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to still be able to have some sort of church service through all the things that are going on. Lord, we know this is not the way we want to have service. I would much rather be up here sweating and talking to 50 or 100 people that are live in person than a camera. But God, no matter how things go, no matter everything that's going on, we have to know, God. And we have to put that faith in you and know that you are in control. God, be with the prayer requests that were mentioned here this morning. The people in our church who are struggling with COVID-19 and the side effects and things that go along with that. We just pray for Artie and his family a speedy recovery so he can be back doing what he loves to do, God, which is serve you and be here preaching and spreading the gospel. Lord, be with Sandra as her brother is still recovering and struggling with health issues, and be with her as she and just comfort them and the family as give them peace as they deal with this. Lord, be with Whitey and Whitey's brother this morning, Lord. And we have so many things, God, that we just have that weigh us down and keep us from being who you've called us to be throughout the day and the week, God. But I just pray that you give us the wisdom to lay all that at your feet and to go forth and to continue to live in a way that is glorifying to you. And just bless us, God, as we go through this Christmas season. And we just help us to remember to put Jesus at the front of everything. It's so easy to get caught up in all the things that are going on with the get-togethers and the presents and the family gatherings, but Lord, just help us to remember that it is about a Savior, a joy that you promised us many, many, many years before, And Lord, we just, as we celebrate the birth of that Savior this season, Lord, just calm our hearts, calm our anxieties, and help us, not just this morning, but every day, to turn our hearts and our eyes and our minds to you in everything that we do. All this we ask in your name, God. Amen. Once again, thank you for being here. We are going to light our third Advent candle this morning. So this morning is the pink candle. We had the hope and the peace candle the first 2 weeks of Advent, and this week we move forward and we are going to light the joy candle. So be patient with me as I do that. And it is the pink candle. And we are going to talk a little bit about this today, because as I was preparing my heart and preparing my mind to get up here this morning and share the joy that we have in Jesus Christ and talk about the joy that God gives us through a Savior, I was curious to why this candle is different and what makes it stand out. Advent, the third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudet Sunday or Rose Sunday. And that word Gaudet really jumped out to me. And so there is a Christmas carol that was written in the 16th century about this. And it was published in a collection of Finnish and Sweden sacred songs in 1581. And it has no music to it, but there's a standard tune that comes from some of the older hymns. But I wanted to share that with you this morning. And it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your forbearance be known to all, for the Lord is near at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in all things by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. Lord, you have blessed your land. You have turned away the captivity of Jacob." And this hymn came from a combination of Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, Psalms 85, and 84:1. But Gaudet is a Latin word, and it means rejoice. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is joy and rejoicing in the Lord. And I found a way to talk about that in order. So the scripture that I'm talking about today is Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And this scripture talks about John the Baptist, because John the Baptist directly relates to this third Sunday of Advent. Because John the Baptist came, Jesus was born to be our Savior. John the Baptist was also born for a purpose. He was born to prepare the way for our Savior. And that's what he was doing. He even got to baptize Jesus. John the Baptist is an awesome person in the Bible for me, because if someone like John the Baptist were out today preaching the gospel, we would think he was probably crazy. But God, he sends people to share and to prepare people's hearts for Jesus in such odd way. John the Baptist was, I envisioned him like this hairy bearded man who lived in the desert and ate bugs. Now, he probably didn't do this, but I can just imagine a bug crawling across his beard and him just picking it out and eating it. Now, he probably didn't do that. That's just my creative mind and the way it works. But I want to share with you Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 right now. And it says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John the Baptist was exactly what, he was doing exactly what I described him doing. He was sitting out, he was out in the woods, out in the wilderness, and he was baptizing people, telling them of a coming of the Messiah. He was preparing the way for Jesus' ministry to begin. He was born about, if my timeline's right, he was born about 6 months before Jesus. So, puts him about 6 months, about 6 months older than Jesus was. So, he's about the same age, and he didn't come to be a Savior, to save people. He came to be a light. He came to share the gospel, or the gospel that was at hand, the Savior who was coming to begin his public ministry. He was coming to prepare the way for that. And to incite and bring up joy in people's heart. Because people at this time were not much, probably we're about like people in our times. We are looking for answers everywhere we turn. We look to answers on the internet. Well, we look to answers for the news at the news media. We look for answers all these places about solutions to the problems of not just our nation, of the world. Division, hunger, all these things that are going on. We're looking for answers. And the people of John the Baptist, they were looking for answers too. You know, I wish that I could go back and just witness some of the things that were going on. But I know that they were looking for answers because people throughout history, we've always looking for answers. We're looking for something to give us joy. And before I move on talking about joy, my ADHD is going to kick in, and I'm going to jump all over the place like I do with my Bible studies on Wednesday night. So I want to talk about joy a little bit. And joy, if you're watching, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Not going to talk about that joy. We're going to talk about joy as in the joy we have in our heart. And so I found it interesting that how people compare happiness and joy, they compare those two and they put them hand in hand. But happiness and joy are not the same thing. So I found this, and this is a quote from, I'm going to read you a quote in a minute, from Henry Nouwen. And he talks about happiness. I'm going to read the quote in a minute, but I'm going to talk about it first. Happiness is dependent on the conditions, or external conditions, dependent on our family situation, dependent on our situation with our friends, dependent on our money situation, on our job situation. Happiness is dependent on the things that we experience in our life. Let's face it, we're not always going to be happy. Happiness is not always going to be in our life. But joy on the other hand, is something that we can always have. And I want to share with you why. It says, joy is the experience of knowing that you are unconditionally loved and that nothing, sickness, failure, emotional distress, opposition, war, or even death can take that love away. That joy that Henry Nouwen is talking about does not come like happiness. It does not come from external conditions. It comes from knowing that we have a God who loves us so much, adores us, and not just is out there saying, you know, if you know me, you know me. If you don't, you know. He desires to have a relationship with us. And because of who we are, because of the sin nature that's in our life, that relationship that we could have with God was put a wall, was a wall was put up between us and God. But God loves us so much that He sent His Son, who was there from the very beginning, from creation. You go back and you can look in Genesis and you can look in John and you can know that the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit was there at creation. All the three in one was there. And so God sent His only Son, Jesus, to become man, to be born on what we celebrate as Christmas, to be born a baby, a fragile, crying, normal, fully human baby, and to grow up and to lay down His life for us. People, my youth, sometimes they pick on me. Well, I know they do. But because I cannot talk about the birth of Jesus without talking about the death and resurrection of Jesus hand in hand. Easter and Christmas should, in my opinion, be held hand in hand with each other. Because without Christmas, there would be no Easter. And without Easter, Christmas would have been just another day. But I want to get back on track a little bit because, like I said, my ADHD kicks me around, throws me all over the place. Talking about our joy, though. Our joy has to come from knowing that God sent that Savior. He sent Jesus down. He didn't have to. He did, though. And then when Jesus was offered up as a sacrifice for all of us, because God, we read that every single one of us are sinners. We've all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. And as harsh as it sounds, any sin, one sin, one little speck of sin makes us worthy of death. Because the price of sin, the cost that sin is, that was created, that when Adam and Eve ate from the tree and set this whole sin nature of mankind into effect, the price for one little sin, whether it's a white lie or whether it's murder, we have different punishments for them on earth. But God has one price to pay for sin, and that is death. And so until Jesus came to be born in a manger, to grow into a man and lay His life down for us, we were bound by that price. We were bound by sin and death, and it had a hold on us. But Jesus came, and he was born. Like I say, the manger scene's right here. Just in a not a very good situation. A young couple traveling, going to do a census to pay taxes, and that young couple, it came time for Mary to deliver. She knew, because God told her and God told Joseph, who Jesus was going to be. But still, at that point in time, I'm sure it would have been very difficult for that to truly like sink in. Being there to see that would have been such an amazing thing. But God did. He sent Jesus in a manger to die in our place, to pay that sin debt, that death. One day, that baby grew up and was crucified. He was a man and crucified, and on the third day, rose from the dead. So our joy, as we move into this holiday season, this Christmas season, don't let happiness or the quest for happiness ruin what an awesome season this is and what an awesome thing that God has done for us. Don't seek happiness. Yes, we all want to be happy, but more than wanting to be happy, I want to have the joy of God in my life every day, knowing that no matter the circumstance, no matter what's going to happen, no matter if I lose my job, if we lost someone we love, if I lost my house, if I didn't have somewhere to go, no matter the circumstances, that I know that I have the joy in my life because Jesus Christ was born in a manger and died and rose again for me and for everyone watching, for everyone not watching, for every person, that all we have to do is ask and we can know Him. All we have to do is say, God, you know what? I want this joy in my life, and I believe that Jesus Christ came, was born in a manger, died, and rose again for me. And I want to put all of my wants and desires aside, and I want to live for You, God. That's where joy comes from. Knowing that no matter the circumstances, God is in control. So I want to ask you, as we close in prayer in just a minute, it's going to be a little different because I'm just going to close in prayer and we're going to go offline. But if you have questions, if you want to know more about a Savior that was born and is a baby, and die and grew up and died and rose again for us, don't say, you know what, church starts back in sometime in the beginning of the year, we'll go back in person, and I'll just wait and talk to somebody then. Call me. Call Artie. Call a deacon. Call someone in the church that you trust. And if you don't, and if you're watching this, if you just stumbled upon this and you don't know anybody, send me a message on Facebook. I would love to talk to you about the joy that my Savior, that our Savior, puts in my life. And that He, that same joy, is on the table waiting for you to just take it and have it in your life. So, the question I asked was, where does your joy come from? Or is it joy? Is it just happiness or is it joy? Does your joy come from God, knowing that He sent His Son to die for us? If not, it's time that we take a step back and we look at our life and we look at how things are going. Because God is calling out to you. He desires to know you. He is your creator. He knew you before He formed you in the womb. And He wants to know you more. Well, as a matter of fact, I like to reword that. He already knows you, but He wants you to get to know Him. He wants to have a relationship, which is a one-on-one. He wants to be your best friend. He wants to have that relationship with you. And if you don't have that relationship, I beg you, I urge you, this Sunday, the December the 13th, I urge you to reach out and accept the joy that God offers. Because nothing else in this world is going to fill that hole and is going to satisfy you. Because it's all going to go away in the end. But God's love, the love that He sent down in a manger, the joy that comes from Jesus Christ, is forever. And so as I pray, I would like you to pray too. And as we move toward Christmas, it's less than 2 weeks away, focus your hearts this Christmas season on that baby that was born in a manger, that grew up to give His life for you to rise again so we can spend an eternity with God. Would you bow your heads and pray with me? God, thank You so much again for this day, Lord, for the love and the blessings that You give us. God, thank You for Jesus Christ who came as a baby one lonely night in Bethlehem, God, just fully human, just like we are, but also fully God, to live a life that we couldn't live, a sinless and perfect life, so He could, all He did all this just so He could give His life in our place on a cross and be risen from the grave on the third day. God, we just thank You for that awesome joy that I know, and that I want everyone else to know, that no matter what the circumstances of life bring us, the joy that Jesus gives us is forever, while everything else can fade away into dust. Lord, I love You, and I praise You, and I just want You to pour out Your blessings on this church and everyone listening, every person who we come in contact with this Christmas season. Let our joy shine as a light. Let our voices be the ones that cry out in the wilderness that Jesus is coming, the Messiah, the Savior, is here. And God, He died for us, and we know one day, could be tomorrow, could be 5,000 years from now, God, we don't know. But He's coming again. And when He does come, I want our hearts to be ready. Every single one of us, God. And I just pray for anyone who doesn't know Jesus today, God, who doesn't have that relationship with Jesus, and that You soften their hearts so they can feel joy too. Love You, God, and I praise You, and I just thank You for everything. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.